The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The strategy of taking out terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years.
The president addressing the nation for just under 15 minutes during prime time to talk about going after ISIS or ISIL, whichever you prefer, it seems. The main thrust of the speech, to degrade and destroy the Islamic State. How was that speech? Breaking it down, that's certainly what we're going to do during this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. Besides that, we're not going to forget about Nail the Score in our final segment of this hour. You don't have to know anything about football, but you could like to win prizes, and you might like to make a guess. So once our game of the week is chosen, you can call in or send me an email at americatonight.net with your guess. For example, the Eagles are playing the Colts. If that were the game, you would just call and say, Eagles 2017, or whatever your guess is. And you can send it to me through the miracle of the Internet, too, as well. Coming up on the show, to get you ready for football, and to give you something on the lighter side somewhat, Brandon Lang, who joins us every single week. If you have seen the movie, Two for the Money, then you know who Brandon Lang is. Matthew McConaughey played him in that movie. Al Pacino was also in the movie. It's actually a pretty good movie. You could probably rent it for a buck if you're curious. So Brandon Lang will join us. And I'm very excited about another guest. His name is Paul Cardall. He is a guy who is number one on the Billboard charts, an indie musician, indie music, and has just exploded all over Pandora and everywhere in between. He's a pianist and so good, and his story is incredible, where he was born with half a heart, but that didn't stop him, and what he's doing to help other people is pretty incredible too. So he is our daily salute, and he's coming up next on America Tonight. Would you salute what the president had to say? The Speaker of the House says a speech is not the same thing as a strategy. The president presented a compelling case for action. Many questions remain about the way in which the president intends to act. It appears to view that the effort against ISIS is an isolated counterterrorism campaign rather than what it must be, an all-out effort to destroy an enemy that has declared a holy war against America and the principles for which we stand. Pete King, another Republican from New York, says Obama developing the strategy to defeat ISIS is a good one, but I'm disappointed that he continues to say what he's not going to do. It's the right goal, but he gets too defensive by saying that he's not going to use combat troops. I also felt that his heart wasn't really into it. It was a primetime speech, by the way. Much like a TED Talks, short, to the point, speech from the Pentagon, and the big thing was what I said at the beginning, to degrade and destroy the Islamic State in an effort that would rely heavily on, expanded airstrikes in Iraq and into Syria for the first time, but it wouldn't require those boots on the ground in either Iraq or in Syria. So how about that? The clear objective, and you heard there, is to ultimately get rid of them and have a sustained, and there's a little hidden word there, sustained counterterrorism strategy. I mentioned this before through information that I got from a pretty good source. They're expected this to go on for maybe 36 months, maybe more than that. The speech was short, to the point, boom, that's it. Obama also called on Congress to authorize a program to train and arm rebels in Syria who are fighting both the Islamic State and the Syrian President Bashar Assad. This is where it gets tricky. because to me, the scariest thing that comes out of this is, well, we just cannot, are we just going to give equipment and money and everything else backing to these Syrian rebels when we don't know where their allegiance is anyway? Could they turn around and suddenly give all of that to ISIS? And the answer is yes, they could. And we have to pick wisely, and that's not necessarily an easy thing to do. So maybe the idea, I think, is a smart one. Have Congress authorize it to do this training thing and see what they flush out. It's still rolling the dice, but is there anything else you can do here? What are you going to do? Who are you going to arm? Who are you going to pick? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who can you trust? And then Saudi Arabia offered to host the training missions as part of the whole effort to persuade other nations to be involved, because this is not the United States fight by ourselves. As the president said, and I agree, this is not our fight alone. So we can make a difference, but we can't do what the Iraqis have to do themselves. And we can't take the place, and this was one I'll give them credit for. We cannot take the place of Arab partners in securing their region. They got to get involved. The Arab world has to be involved. So if some Arabs, it's to their advantage and they want the chaos and they have a lot of money and they're secretly arming ISIS and punching money into them and pumping money into them and doing the things that are helping their own personal fortunes, that's one thing, but there is absolutely other people in the region who have nothing to do with that, and they need to get involved. I mean, we cannot put this back into the bottle after two of our American journalists were beheaded, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. So those executions posted on the internet backfired for the Islamic State. I suppose they thought that we would back off and there wouldn't be any more airstrikes, and that is not what happened and how this played out. So here this primetime address happens when there's testimony from U.S. intelligence folks on the Hill that Islamic State militants have discussed infiltrating the country through the Mexican border, where we know thousands of illegal immigrants have been apprehended since late last year in anticipation of whatever the reform was going to be. And let me tell you, September 11th is now here, and there are some big cautions coming out of sources that I have in Washington, but they always say that on September 11th. So I'm not saying that I discount completely what I'm being told, but I think whenever we have an anniversary, and it's the 13th anniversary, 13th year since September 11th, of course, places like New York are very big, big targets, and we're not naive enough to think that people have not assimilated and there isn't some sort of a sleeper cell group in the United States. The answer is, I mean, of course, we have open borders. We absolutely have a gigantic country, and we have open borders, so it would be naive to think that there is none of that activity happening somewhere in the country. But let's hope, with the brightest intelligence people we have, as they have done in so many years after September 11th, that they're aware of what's going on, monitoring anything that could be dangerous, and shutting it down before it even happens. All right, hang with us. A couple of great guests. Don't forget, nail the score at the tail end of the hour. You want to call this number, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Guest, Paul Cardell, number one Billboard album. Think about that. How many people can walk around and say that ever, right? So the tune, Saving Tiny Hearts, has exploded, needless to say. And what an interesting story Paul has. And he joins us now from the West Coast. Paul, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, it's awesome to be with you.
So we're going to talk about your story where medical folks told you that you would never survive a heart transplant. You would never survive that because you've battled a heart defect your whole life, I'm assuming, right? Or your whole adult life.
That's correct. I was born basically with half a heart, even though, you know, I was doing music and recording records. Nobody really had a clue that I had this personal thing going on. But it's been 5 years. 5 years ago, in fact, yesterday is when I got my heart transplant, and I continue to meet so many people who have family members with congenital heart disease, which is the number one birth defect. These kids that have these bad hearts, I just couldn't help but be inspired by them because I want them to have what I have, which is a great life. And that's why the album Saving Tiny Hearts, which is going to be released in November, is basically inspired by all these kids.
And so you set up, obviously personal to you, and as you said, passing that on to other kids that they can have a full life. You set up your own foundation for it, and also that has taken off like a shot too, hasn't it?
It's been amazing, because what we specifically do, Saving Tiny Hearts, we seed research, medical research, so we get right to the root of the problem. And the funding, in fact, we're giving a dollar from every album sold, basically my royalty, to go directly to medical research so that these kids have better surgeries and better outcomes.
Yeah. And you've seen it with yourself. I can't even imagine going through what you've been through medically. And is it also that to get through that and to get a heart transplant and to do those kinds of things and to be through those kind of battles, you have to be mentally tough?
I think you survive and you adapt. But I also have an amazing support group. Not everybody has two amazing parents. Not everybody has, you know, people that are extremely supportive and helpful. And so I've been very blessed. But, you know, you just survive and you adapt and you keep going and you don't let anything keep you from living your dreams. And that's just what I've been able to accomplish.
Paul, tell us about your music. I mean, you're like the king of the indie. As I said, smashing on top of the Billboard charts. It's huge. Pandora all over the place. I mean, you just dominated Pandora. What's that been like for you?
Very rewarding. It's soothing piano music. I got a beautiful letter from a soldier in Afghanistan who was so stressed being in that environment, and he was actually having trouble sleeping at night. And he heard the music on Pandora, and it helped him calm down. It helped him relax. And he writes that as he was listening to this piano music, his buddies were like, "Dude, what are you listening to?" And kind of making fun of him. And he said, "Listen to this. Just listen." And as they sat and listened, now you've got these guys that are, you know, they're at rest and they're calm and they're doing what we need them to do for our country. So those types of things, those types of letters or things I receive, how the music is just healing people and giving them some peace in this world.
You, you know, besides the number one Billboard album, you also landed a huge Steinway sponsorship. I mean, Steinway, the biggest, of course, when you talk about tickling the ivories. I used to drive by one of the big Steinway, I want to call it sort of a factory in Queens, New York, and I used to think, oh, it'd be so cool if I could learn to play the piano. I mean, and here you are, the king, and that had to feel good to get tapped by Steinway.
It's amazing. Athletes, you know, they get Nike, they get Reebok, and pianists, we've got Steinway. And to be considered one of the finest pianists, that, you know, with Irving Berlin and Duke Ellington and Billy Joel and Harry Connick Jr., and now they've invited me, I'm just thrilled. I couldn't even believe it when they came to me, but it's just really humbling and also a vindication for all the time I put into practicing.
Yeah, were you one of those kids, like, when you were young, you were doing it, you know, you started young, and you just would practice, and, yeah, I mean, you must have had a favorite tune or something, like Elton John or somebody.
I was 8 years old, and I hated it. I hated practicing. I was outside kicking the ball around with my brothers, my friends, and there was no way I was going to practice, but after 6 months of lessons, I quit. But in high school, unfortunately, after the passing of a dear friend who played the piano, that inspired me to go into the piano in my parents' living room, and that's where I discovered I could play by ear, and that's when I learned. I was 17. I could write a song, and it helped heal me from dealing with the loss of that friend, and everything just kind of snowballed effect from there of just playing these songs for people.
Yeah, do you have a favorite? Is like Billy Joel or Irving Berlin? You mentioned some big names. I mean, are any of them your favorite?
I love Billy Joel, but I'm a huge, I love rock and roll, but I go from Mozart to Rush to Billy Joel to Mannheim Steamroller. I love everything across the board. I'm inspired by a good song.
Yeah. Because of the things that have happened to you, you've had many, many brushes, I'm sure, with fame. What's the best brush with fame that you've had? Somebody that you met that you thought, wow, that's really cool and they're really a good person.
I think one gentleman that I met long ago, his name was it's David Lance. He is a Grammy Award-winning pianist. I was 17 years old. I just started playing. And he came into a studio to do an interview in Salt Lake, and I met this guy, and he was so kind. And I thought, gosh, if I'm ever that great as a pianist, I'm going to do all I can to have that same spirit about me, just to be kind. And so early on from David Lance, I learned how to treat fans.
Yep, there you go. I love that story. And lastly, I'd be remiss not to ask you this, but, you know, you got the Steinway sponsorship, because, you know, now you're talking no major label support. It's different now in the music world, isn't it? I mean, you have to go about slicing this a lot different, especially when you're an indie artist.
It's actually more beautiful the way it's done now because of the internet. We don't need a lot of these big labels, and even the labels are trying to figure out how it works. Fortunately, there's a niche of music that I have come into, which is kind of the uplifting piano music, and it is, people are craving it and looking for it. They hear it on Pandora, so you don't really need a label if you understand the business. Now, if you're an artist and you don't understand anything about business, then obviously you've got to get some help and you've got to go to a label.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to look for more. Paul, you're working on some new stuff, I'm sure, right?
Yep, Saving Tiny Hearts in stores in November. You can just go to my website, paulcardall.com, and learn more about that and hear the music.
Thanks, Paul. We'll look for it. Thank you for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's my pleasure.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Each and every week we talk to the great Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. We pick his brain for some advice on this week in football. Brandon, boy, tough week, wasn't it, or was it for you?
No, I don't
forget it.
I'm as honest as it gets.
But some of the stuff you said on America Tonight was dead on. You said that, like, even the first game, you said, man, I'd take that 10 times over, and of course it was a blowout.
Yeah, well, here's what happens in my brain. Let's take you through the life and times of Brandon Lang's brain. So you give me too much time, and I'll figure out a way to screw things up in week one. Come on your show, say Seattle. You know, I do your show on Wednesday. Wake up Thursday morning and convince myself that when are you ever going to get Aaron Rodgers plus 6 points on a field anywhere in the planet Earth? And then I convince myself, there are four quarterbacks you got to take as an underdog: Brady, Manning, Breeze, and Rodgers. But I didn't factor in it's McCarthy's play calling. He's just atrocious. But nevertheless, I had a small play on Green Bay plus the points. And on my website, you know, obviously BrandonLang.com, I have big plays and small plays, and I convinced myself just go small. Friday night, I come back, I take Nevada plus the points at home over Washington State. They win the game outright. So, you know, what a great call. But, you know, for people who gauge what I do, because I lost a 40-dimer on Thursday with Green Bay, the 20-dime outright winner on Friday really isn't as big. Okay, no problem. But it still shows you have an opinion. Saturday, I come back with again, week one college football. I have Navy, who should have beat Ohio State, plus the points. Nevertheless, give up a touchdown with 2 minutes to go and not cover. So what does that show you? Well, Ohio State loses as a 10-point favorite at home against Virginia Tech, which showed you how good the Navy call was. Okay, let's get by it. I come back with Western Kentucky plus the points at Illinois, who's up 27-21 with 12 minutes to go and figure out a way not to cover, plus 6.5. So let's get by that. Sunday, I'm all over Miami, going to use Miami, and then I convince myself Dallas is a home dog's a great play and watch Tony Romo. And there you go. Did close out Monday night with the Chargers to get a little back, but it just was not the weekend that I wanted. I do a pool for a friend, and she got 11 right and won her pool because I do her pool for her. But unfortunately for me, when I say I need a lobotomy and making the transition to games I talk about on radio, and then what's that one game you might use on the website, because I pick one game each day because I feel quality is better than quantity. Just that transition to the website, just something's not clicking, and it's frustrating because I can come on your show and give you winner, 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 winner. And then I get to the website and I just, you know, and listen, I've had slow starts before. The movie came out in 2005. I've been doing this, this is 9 years now. I've had Septembers where I won the first six, first 4 weeks. I've had Septembers where I come out slow. I always find it, but it's just frustrating because I'm a dog guy, and every underdog covered last weekend except four. Only four favorites covered. So it's frustrating.
No kidding. So we start off this week, right? And you look at, you've got Steelers and the Ravens, and everything that's happened with the whole Ray Rice thing. Is that distraction a factor in this game, which is also on September 11th?
Well, it's got to be, no matter what you say. You can break it down six ways from Sunday. But at the end of the day, you look at the incognito situation last year with Miami and how that just escalated, and that team just couldn't find it. And now, free of distractions, you saw what they were capable of with the outright win, taking care of business. So now here comes the Ravens who, again, Joe Flacco, and I've done your show now for a couple of years, and I have gone off on Joe Flacco for being just a complete moron and not being of the elite quarterback in the NFL, even when he said, I need to be considered an elite quarterback in the NFL. And then he goes out, wins the Super Bowl, and gets $110 million of elite money. And then here he is imploding again. What he did at the end of the first half when they were in field goal range, and to forget the situation and the time and what it was, to take us back there and not even get a field goal, it just goes to show you that as good as Flacco is, he can't be trusted. He can't be trusted in the favorite's role. Now, Joe Flacco is an underdog. He seems to get it done, but in the role of a favorite, he just figures out ways to implode. And he did it again on Sunday. Now, the fact the Ravens threw the ball 62 times, that doesn't really bode well. And now Ray Rice is gone, and everything's going wrong. All I can tell you is this. The Steelers are 12-1 against the spread as road dogs in the first of back-to-back away games. That's unbelievable. When they go on the road, that first road game, it's almost like Mike Tomlin says, listen, let's get this first one. That's the most important. And there you go. And understand, I think 8 of the last 10 games involving these two have been decided by 3 points or less. That just tell you, you play the dog and there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Play the dog and there you go. Another intriguing game on the board is the Titans and the Cowboys. Why? Because you saw what happened to the Cowboys right out of the gate, of course, at the hands of San Francisco. And the Titans are hosting this one, and I never know what to think of Tennessee. And Tennessee is, what, -3.5?
Let me just tell you this right now. I will not pull a dollar out of my pocket and bet a game involving Tony Romo for the rest of my life that he's in the NFL. Not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Okay? And just take you back to the Dallas game. So they give up the fumble on the second play, and they're down 7-0. Then they go right through San Francisco, running the ball right through them, and they have second and goal at the 2. And why not run it? I'm sorry, second and 1 at the 2, so they can actually pick up a first down. And instead of running it, when you gash them, they think, well, let's just go play action pass and throw to Dez Bryant. Romo loses 13 yards, and now it's third and goal from the 13. They settle for a field goal. I knew right then, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the play calling is ridiculous. And Jason Garrett is ridiculous. And Jerry Jones's and steakhouses with strippers ridiculous, and this whole franchise is ridiculous. Yeah, they got a $2 billion stadium. Phenomenal. But everything with Dallas is ridiculous. And with that being said, are you ready for this? In their last 9 games against AFC teams, the Dallas Cowboys are 9-0 against the spread. They've covered 9 straight against the AFC. So here's your listeners right now. If you're listening to Brandon Lang, here's what Brandon Lang is telling you. I won't pull a penny out of my pocket to bet this game this week. But you watch. Dallas will go into Tennessee, and they will cover that number. I'm telling you right now, and they'll figure out a way to do it. And everybody's going to jump on Tennessee because Dallas. But think about this. As bad as Dallas was, I want your listeners to think about this. The only difference between Dallas not covering the point spread against San Francisco and the Colts covering the point spread against Denver was that the Colts recovered the onside kick and Dallas couldn't. Because if Dallas gets that onside kick, Dallas was down 28-3 at the half, and the Niners didn't score again. And Dallas got it to 28-17 and tried the onside kick and did the exact same thing Indy did. They kicked it dead nuts on a line to Bolden, and Bolden recovered it. The Colts kicked it dead on a line to Thomas, bounced right off his shoulder pads and his stomach, and they recovered. That's the only difference right now. You watch Dallas cover that number. I won't bet it. I won't touch it. You watch them cover the number.
I love that. What's your favorite game, your big play that you really like, you, Brandon Lang, on the board this week?
Well, right now, breaking it down, is there's no way in my mind that Chicago is going to go into San Francisco and figure out a way to cover that number. Now, with that being said, understand, Jay Cutler's got some problems. So one of the things that jumps out at me right now is I think there's going to be some points in that game because I think Chicago's defense has got problems. I really, really do. And that post total, I think, is 47.5. And to me, there is no way that both those teams don't score. I really believe Harbaugh is going to air it out with Kaepernick. I think San Francisco gets into the 30s. And that means Jay Cutler against that defense that Romo had a chance to shred has to get you 17 to get over the posted total. And I believe that's going to happen on Sunday night. That's one game that jumps out to me. And another game that jumps out to me is the whole world's going to get off the Jacksonville Jaguar bandwagon. And I just want you to understand that I've been doing this for over 20 years. And any human being on the face of the planet Earth that had the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 10.5 last Sunday had one of the worst beats in NFL history, in sports gambling history, in the world of gambling. It was one of the worst beats in the history of mankind. Did you follow it? Do you know about it?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. I mean, just
five minutes to go.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 7 minutes to go. It's a tie game, 17-17.
Yep.
Philadelphia gets the 60-something yard touchdown pass, 24-17. Jaguars get the ball back. They're facing a 4th-and-1 at their own 26, down 7, with 5 minutes to go. What NFL coach in the history of the planet Earth down one score goes for it there? You know, you punt it away, ask your defense to get you one more stop. It's a one-score game. Two-score game, got to go for it. 2 minutes to go, got to go for it. He goes for it, doesn't get it. They gives him the ball. They take 3 minutes off the clock. You're still okay. They kick a field goal, 10-point game. Minute 40 to go. First play, 11-yard game. And on 1st and 10 at the 31 with a minute 20, you saw it. Sack, fumble, return for a touchdown, 17-point win. At one point in that game, Kate, you were up 27.5-0, and you
That's
covered
crazy.
Out.
I know.
With that being said, you watch the Jags going to Minnesota, and that's a field goal game. All right, to Washington, that's a field goal game.
Man, crazy. That's crazy. That's what happens, man, for sure. There's no doubt about it. Brandon Lang, you are the king. You are still the king, and people can go to BrandonLang.com, and you've got great info there.
My guys do. You know, like I said, San Diego on Monday night was good to get back on track, and it's going to be a good week. I assure you that. I had a client of mine sitting to me. He goes, man, tough first week. He goes, I've been with you a long time. He says, you always find it. He's right. I do. Just, I'm going to see my doctor tomorrow and get half my brain taken out and put back in a certain way. We'll twist it just to the right so it's leaning on where it's supposed to be, and we'll be okay.
All right, we love you, Brandon Lang. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Casey.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, once again, it's time to talk turkey, meaning NFL. Yeah, I know. The president took to the airwaves and talked about going after ISIS. And now we're going to wait and see what that fallout is, what happens. Airstrikes certainly are going to be part of this. Airstrikes that we've already had 130 of them, but we're going to continue to do that. Only Syria is going to be... We're going to be hitting Syrian targets, too, as well, and in parts of Iraq. No boots on the ground, and it's a question of others joining us and calling out Saudi Arabia. They say they'll help with the training of the Syrian rebels, as we have to pick who the rebels are that we'll arm to help us in this fight to stop these terrorists. So in the meantime, part of the whole idea of war, I think, is in preserving our way of life in America, honestly, is so that we can take a breath and enjoy the fruits of the labors of so many. And one of the things that we enjoy here in America is football, right? Absolutely. But if you don't enjoy football but you like games, then you're going to like what's happening next, because it's time for another edition of Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, this is where it gets fun. When the computer narrows it down and ultimately picks whatever our game of the week is going to be. I mean, here we are, week two already. We saw what happened in week one. There were some games that were a real wash, I'm going to call them, and some that were absolutely, I mean, absolutely amazing. That's the way it goes, though. Anybody can win, right? So without further ado, let's have that computer, Nathan, pick the game of the week. Ah, no way. It's got to do it again. All right, I like it. Okay, so the game of the week, believe it or not, is the Bears and the 49ers. It's the Sunday night game, the Bears and the 49ers. San Francisco is giving up 7 points, just so you know what the wise guys are saying. But and we saw what the 49ers did to the weak Cowboys. They looked terrible. But that was the Cowboys. This is the Bears. The Bears, in their first game out, they dumped a tight game against Buffalo, which I was really surprised by that. And who knows, different week in San Francisco. The crowd will be crazy. They've had to deal with some off-season problems, and I think that crowd is going to be pretty loud. It's been loud in the past. So I'm going to say, without a doubt, the 49ers win this one, and I think the final score is going to be 28-14. 28-14. Niners. You may have a different score. You can take mine if you like. You can send me your guesses, americatonight.net. You can also put them up on Pal Talk. If you send it through Pal Talk, I'll catch it that way. Or you can give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nail the score, only this segment on America Tonight. A lot of people sending me emails frantically asking me, when is Nail the Score? So we decided we're going to make it stable. It's going to be this time every single week, and we'll see how it goes. All right, Nathan, you know, you get a crack at this because you are a huge sports fan. When you put your guitar down for 2 seconds, your eyes are on all the games, aren't they?
All of the ball games, all of them. I go down to my local sports pub and order a nice beer and watch ball games.
That sounds so, you know what it sounds like? Billy Crystal said a funny thing when he was doing his tribute to Robin Williams because they were close friends, and he said that he was down in the Mets, like he was down on the field. It was a Mets game. And, you know, everybody's talking baseball because Billy Crystal was a huge sports fan and a huge baseball fan and knew a lot about baseball. And Robin Williams was there, and he was kind of shifting and wasn't involved in the conversation. And they asked him, hey, are you a fan, or who are you a fan of? And he said, the San Franciscans, which he meant the Giants. He didn't even know what the name of the team was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. So what's your guess?
Wait, who is it again?
49ers. 49ers or Chicago? The San Franciscans.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with San Francisco treat. Let's make it rowdy. We'll do 21-18, 49ers.
All right, 21-18. I love it. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dave in England. Dave in England. Hey, Dave in England, what do you think?
Hey, Kat. I just heard breaking news. The Dodgers are moving back to Brooklyn. They're going to kick some gun at that.
I think that's hilarious.
Actually, I called about my favorite politician, Vladimir Putin, promises new weapons to fend Western threats. And it's really interesting, as if they were getting their weapons off of Honest John's used weapons lot. Now they're going to get some real new ones. But the best post I've seen so far, let me see, who was it from? Not ABC News. Wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Putin is shown testing, I think it was a few weeks ago, shown testing new weapons, one of them being this microwave pistol that'll turn people into zombies.
You interrupted Nail the Score, but I love the thread of Putin. I'm going to check out those very expensive weapons, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, but other people are trying to get through. Dave, that's a conversation for another moment, but thank you for the call. Dan, he gets it. He's going to play along, and I think he's ready to roll. So, Dan, Nail the Score. What is your guess?
Okay, 24 to 17, Frisco over the Bears.
24-17, I like it. That's a good guess. We're all kind of right around the same. We're guessing kind of in the same neck of the woods. Thanks, Dan. 24-17. So we're thinking that defense is going to play a little bit of a part. Actually, I said 28, so that's a little different. 28, what did I say, 28-17 or 28-14? I don't even remember my guess. I'm going to say it's 28-14. Did I change it on the fly? All right, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Jack wants to play a little Nail the Score. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Kate. Look, I'm going to go for the 49ers simply because, as a Denver fan, I'm still annoyed at Jay Cutler for throwing his temper tantrum saying, I don't want to play in Denver anymore. And now it sounds like he's getting bored of playing in Chicago, too.
Of course, of course.
So I'm going to go with the 49ers, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's only going to be 4 points in it. So 10 to Chicago and 14 to the 49ers.
All right, 14-10. You're so right about Cutler. Such a whiner. Jack, thanks. He's a huge Denver Bronco fan. Denver Broncos, boy, they're going to be tough this year. I mean, it's set up the way the season is, really, honestly, for Seattle and for the 49ers to be right back in that same position. But I guarantee, San Francisco and San Francisco. I keep saying San Francisco. Denver, thank you. Denver and Seattle will be back in that same position. I got to tell you that. Do we have time to go to Graham? Graham. Hey, Graham, you got the last word on this. What's your guess?
I'm saying 32 Chicago, 24 San Francisco.
Ooh, I love it. Chicago. You picked Chicago. I like it, Graham. Thank you. Thanks. Last one in to Nail the Score. We got a bunch of them that came in through the miracle of the internet. Don't worry, I'll make sure they get recorded, and I'll see if anyone else picks Chicago. Remember, Nail the Score. We'll let you know what happens on our Sunday night show. Thanks, everybody.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.